lost him inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, July the 21st. Somebody sent me an email today. They said, do you realize on your podcasts you've been putting June instead of July? Stuff happens. Welcome to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Now, toll-free number 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Well, you can call it the Bernanke crash. Dow was off about 20 points before Bernanke started speaking today. By the time he had finished his monologue, the Dow was down around about 140 points. Finally, closing down 109 points at 10,120. Obviously, Wall Street didn't like hearing bad news. And why anybody pays any attention to what Ben Bernanke says amazes me. Here's a man predicting what the future is going to hold, what interest rates are going to be, what the GDP is going to be. These are the very same people that didn't see the greatest train wreck since the Great Depression coming down the tracks. Oh, well, that's Wall Street and Ben Bernanke. NASDAQ off 35 points at 2,187. S&P 500 off almost 14 points at 1,069. In the metals complex, and this always makes me laugh, as Bernanke was talking and the Dow was plunging, the dollar was soaring. And the analysts on CNBC were all saying the same thing. It's a flight to quality. the dollar is quality? I don't know. Gold off $6.10 at $1,187. Silver off 2 cents at $17.70. Platinum off $2 at $15.19. And palladium off $5 at $4.51. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1.80 at $11.86. Silver off 3 cents at $17.67. Platinum up $2 at $15.20. Palladium up $1 at $4.52. Crude oil hanging around $77 a barrel, closed at $76.48. And the U.S. dollar index sitting at 83.23. When we return, Charles Carlson.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. So began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. You're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Wednesday, as we do each and every Wednesday. Great pleasure to welcome Charles Colson to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, Robbie. I'm happy to be here. I'm doing okay.
You humbled me.
In what way?
Well, first of all, thank you for the copy of The Tragedy and the Turning.
Oh, good, yes.
And
nobody
final...
deserves one more than you.
Well, the final product was as good as it gets, Charles.
Well, we hope so. We hope it makes a big impact somewhere in this mess that we're in.
Absolutely.
And we think it does point a finger in a direction that others are not quite doing, and hopefully that will cause the people that are having the finger pointed at them to think a little bit.
I was humbled by the fact that you added me to the credits.
Well, you're a big encourager.
Well,
also a sounding board. A lot of what we've talked about is in that film on this program. So,
oh, absolutely.
So you've been had a big positive impact on getting that done, whether
well,
you know it or not.
Well, I was blown away when I was watching the credits. That's for sure. But it is, you know. I mean, I hate to repeat myself over and over again. And maybe I'm being a little naive in thinking that it is of such quality that it's actually going to revolutionize the way people think in this country. But it is without question probably the most single important video I've ever seen.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to try to make it work that way, and we have a lot to do. We have a lot of effort, because you know, no matter how good something is, if we don't get it into the hands of the people that can cause it to spread, it doesn't go far. And we have that task ahead of us now, and we're trying. We're making We're making ads for it to advertise it. We're making a short version of it to show on YouTube to attract people to it. And of course, we're encouraging those people that buy it to make sure their friends see it. And we don't care if they happen to copy a few in the process.
Well, obviously the opening segment should be very relevant to everybody. And that is obviously looking at our disastrous financial condition. The one area that is more sacred than Social Security is defense spending. And if you look at a chart on how defense spending has increased, it's on an unsustainable path.
Right. We used to have a Department of War. Now we have a Department of Defense, and we're at war all the time. And, of course, the reason they changed the Department of War to the Department, that was before you were probably in this country. But
sure.
As a little boy, I remember the Department of War. And before they changed it to the Department of Defense, we seem to think that we were in defensive wars, but since then, of course, we're in all aggressive wars. Every one that we've been in, we've traveled to someplace else to fight in, and so to say that we are a war-based economy strikes a lot of people as a proof that somebody wants you to prove that. Well, we say that that is as much a self-evident fact as the forefathers talked about when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and they said that there is a God, the maker of the universe. They said that in their own way. But they said we hold these rights to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They didn't even bother to try to prove it. They said it needs no proof. And we think the same is true of the fact that we are in a war-based economy. Our leaders plan wars from year to year. And they're planning them right now. As the economy sinks, they're huddling together saying, okay, now, how can we stir up a really big one that will allow us to bail us out of this recession one more time? That's going on right now somewhere. We don't have an inside track. We don't have anybody tip us off to that, but we just know it's happening from what you can see around you. So, the fact that we live in a war-based economy is a self-evident truth, as we think, and so we started there.
Well, military expenditure in 1998 was $350 billion. Today it's $650 billion. And over the weekend, Dana Priest from the Washington Post had a story talking about how out of control the Department of Homeland Security is. That it's a behemoth twice the size, three times the size of the Pentagon.
Yes, with all with everybody having a secret, top secret clearance so nobody can look. Isn't that how it works?
And you must probably find that the large majority of those private contractors are predominantly Jewish organizations. Not Jewish per se, but Zionist organizations.
Zionist organizations. And in any case, war-making organizations. Because, again, it's plans. The plans are there. The economy is coming apart, and we're seeing this enormous pouring of the funds, the pouring of the money into the banking segment. And then the lament that comes out of the Federal Reserve. The bankers are not lending it to the public. They're not giving it to the little businessman so he can expand his business. The bankers are going down buying treasury bills that pay a 0.5% with their free money. And they can do just fine. And so that these earnings reports are coming in from the top banks, and they're all making prodigious sums of money.
Yeah, and
based upon that, we're supposed to believe that Wall Street, and by the way, Goldman Sachs made an enormous amount of money, too. They just pretend that they had a bad quarter.
Well, sure, they all had a great quarter.
Yes, and it's because they're receiving these enormous infusions of cash at almost zero interest rates that they can turn around and invest. And, of course, you pointed out in your discussion before we started that the dollar is up, and this means treasury bills and bonds are going up. And why are they going up? Because someone with free money is buying them and is willing to settle for 1%, 2%, or 3% interest. Nice. While he waits on those someones, of course, are the big bankers.
Yeah, no, I listened to the president's speech today as he was signing the financial reform bill into law, and stating that Americans will never have to pay for another bailout again.
Never again, huh?
At the same time, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in the hole to some $3.7 trillion. And if you're going to tell me that they're going to let them fail, you got another thing coming.
Didn't the United States government become stockholders in those companies?
Yeah, it's a wholly owned subsidiary of the U.S. taxpayer.
Wholly owned subsidiary of the taxpayer, so there's no choice but to support their portfolios then. So on and on it goes. But what's happening is that we are developing an incredible super-rich class that is broadened out into areas that we didn't expect to see the super rich, so that you have 31,000 employees of Goldman Sachs all getting enormous salaries that allow them to basically live in a different standard of living than the rest of us. And these monies are, of course, all cycled through. We're not used to that, and we don't even know how to cope with that in the economy. We don't understand how the competition of it works when you have people who are being given so much money that they have the ability to buy up assets if they want to. They can accumulate an enormous amount of assets. The hedge funds, of course, are just an outgrowth of this. They got their money through the bankers in some way or another. We have these super currencies that are called stocks and bonds that everybody regards as wealth, and all of Wall Street has received those. So you have this enormous buying power, and we have no idea what the impact of this is going to be. It's in the hands of someone other than you and me. We simply are used to a different standard of living, a different lifestyle. And we never got used to the idea of making $50,000 a month. I never in my business career thought that was even a consideration. And yet you have lots and lots of people in the banking segment who are used to doing that right now. They do that. And we don't know how that's going to impact the consumer, the rest of the consumers, because these consumers have so much money.
Well, I guess to make money in America today, to live the American dream, you've either got to work for Goldman Sachs or the government. That's true, Charles.
Yeah.
Government employees, the majority of them, will retire with in excess of $100,000 a year, while the medium retirement for a private citizen is around $65,000 a year.
Yeah. And, of course, we have no idea what those $65,000 will buy, but by just looking at the numbers, we know that they're not going to buy what we think they will.
No.
That it's not going to have the buying power. It's because there's competition for stuff, and others can afford to pay more than we can.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Got 'em down here on my knees, 'cause it's the last place left to fall. Begging for another chance, if there's any chance at all, that you might still be listening, loving and forgiving guys like me. I've spent my whole life getting it all wrong, and I sure could use your help, 'cause from now on I wanna be a good man. I do like I shouldn't, man. I wanna be the kind of man the mirror likes to see. I wanna be a strong man and admit that I was wrong, man. God, I'm asking you to come change me into the man I wanna be.
Welcome back to The Flip Side. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Since we last spoke, Charles, there has been a story that hit the media. Well, not the media, alternative media. Which was a video recording of Bibi Netanyahu in 2001 when he was paying condolences on a group of Israeli settlers, and was talking to the widows whose husbands had been killed in the Intifada. And he was talking about the United States and how easily the United States and its citizens are manipulated and are pretty much just simple pushovers. And yet, I saw no coverage of this in the so-called mainstream press. Not shocked or surprised by that.
But where was it published in the first place? Did it make it out into the Israeli press?
Made it to Haaretz.
Haaretz, okay.
It didn't make it to the Jerusalem Post.
Right, right.
But it made it to Haaretz. And And it pretty much just emphasized the influence that the state of Israel has over the U.S. politicians.
They certainly do, and they don't mind saying it, do they?
No, they actually boast about it. Yeah,
they boast about it, and we should be angry about that. We ought to be just plain mad about that. Of course, this emphasizes the importance of the Christian Zionist bloc. This incredible 70 million maybe people who are so sufficiently influenced by this love affair with the State of Israel that is based upon not upon sympathy with them for any particular reason, such as the Holocaust or something like that, but it's based upon a false biblical view that makes them committed to the State of Israel as a religious ideology. This is so what is so unique about the Christian Zionist influence. So many people look at it and they say, well, there's a bunch of crazies out there. Usually when you tell people that there are millions of these people, they thought there were a few. They thought there were Jack Van Impe and Jerry Falwell and a few of their listeners. But the idea that this is a large, influential group that nobody can be elected without anymore, it makes it so important for the Christian Zionists to understand what they have been sold, and also for us to understand what they believe. Israel has sort of a national psalm, you might call it. They have a little chant that they do. If you give an Israeli long enough, he'll run right through a little liturgy of statements. He'll say, "We're God's chosen people." He'll say, "We've returned to the land of our forefathers." Sometimes they'll add a little bit to that and say, "We were driven out by the Holocaust, so we had to come back," or something like that. They will say that they are victims of the Arab aggressors. They always say that. And then usually, if they get to know you just a little bit, to discourage you from getting to know any Arab aggressors, they will tell you that the Arabs are subhuman. This is almost like the national psalm of the State of Israel, this little chant. Now, you could probably add some verses to this. I'm sure that we could add a number of other things that we hear. But the point is that if you go to all the religious groups in America and you ask them, do you believe the State of Israel is God's chosen people? The only ones who will say yes, and this includes atheists, Catholics, Presbyterians, I'm not likening atheists to Catholics, of course, mainline Presbyterians, Lutherans, Episcopalians, so on, all of those will say no if they're at all thoughtful about what their theology teaches. But the one group that says yes to all those questions, of course, is the evangelicals or the Christian Zionists. And that's why they are so important to Mr. Netanyahu.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take another short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. But before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
This Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, talking about John Hagee and Christians United for Israel. I'm sure you're aware that the Washington summit began yesterday. Usual get together for many.
Although I haven't seen a report on the wonderful things they've done there.
Well, we know what they do there. What I found, this article that I found very interesting, because we've never ever discussed this issue. And it's an article in the Jewish Week, an article written by James Bessers. And judging by the tone of his article, I would say that Mr. Bessers falls into the liberal side of the Jewish religion. And he actually makes this case that there's a severe difference between liberal Jews and Zionist Jews. He says that liberal Jews tend to see the Christian Zionists through the lens of their positions on domestic issues such as gay rights, women's rights, and abortion, No matter how much Christians United for Israel gives to Israeli charities, and how much the Christian Zionists defend Israel in public. And that's hardly surprising, since liberal Jews tend to vote based mostly on domestic issues and not Israel. That came as news to me, Charles.
Well, it's an interesting observation, but of course it does make some sense, because the evangelicals do tend to believe that they are hardline pro-lifers. They tend to believe that, so they take that position. They say they take the Bible literally, and in the Bible there was talk about stoning of homosexuals. So they have kind of given up the idea of stoning them, but they do think that they have no place in the church, and so they are pretty firm on those things. So it's reasonable that would attract the attention of James Besser. But I do think an awful lot of Jewish liberals are also very strongly Zionistic. And when it comes down to voting and down to push and shove and down to who they really stand by, I think they usually do, if for no other reason than cowardice, fall in line and stand with the more radical and violent of the co-religionists. So I would question Mr. Besser's fact that most—I don't know if he said most or what—but
a majority of liberal Jews are more concerned with domestic issues.
I had a conversation in a meeting at Denver University not recently, where there was a speaker there. He was—we've discussed it before. He was an Israeli general, and one of the young men who was there was Jewish. And we had a talk, and he's very much anti-Zionist Jew. He's very much pro-Palestinian. He has a lot of Palestinian friends. And I asked him, frankly, do you have a lot of friends? Are there many people? Can you find many people in the Denver market who think the way you do? Do you go to a Reform Jewish synagogue? He does. He's Reform, which means modern, or liberal would be the common translation. And he said to me, I could not find five who would have begun to agree with me. He said to find a anti-Zionist Jew is a very, very scarce thing. So he would, of course, question, I think, Mr. Besser. And based upon the Jewish guys I know, and some of them who I know quite well and like a lot, I do hear the same thing from them.
Well, he points out that the difference between Jews on the left and Jews on the right in Israel is that Jews on the left tend to be committed to land for peace negotiations with the Palestinians, where the right is vehemently opposed to it.
And I think if he's speaking of Israeli Jews, now I would not argue with him. I understand, and I've seen evidence that there are very large pro-peace movements among Israeli Jews, because they're the people who, as much as they have their enemies outnumbered, and as much as they are the winners in most conflicts, they don't like the life that it gives them. And so a large number of Israeli Jews think the whole idea of militarism and constant war with their neighbors stinks. And they say so. There are also pro-life Jews in the state of Israel who feel that the liberal abortion policy of the government, which results in such a lower birth rate than maybe anywhere that I know of, that's very destructive, because they say families are important, children are important, and this is diluting us down to where we'll have no national influence someday, no numbers. They're dependent upon immigration to keep the number of Jews up. There are a lot of pro-life advocates in Israel, and so maybe Besser is talking about Israelis rather than Americans. But I think the Americans don't quite fit that pattern.
Yeah. Well, he goes on to add that he says one problem in elevating the friendship of Christian Zionists is this. They've never been put to the kind of test they'll face if Israel ever elects another left-leaning government seriously committed to land for peace negotiations with the Palestinians.
Yeah. What would they do if they're the only chosen people who left who believe they're the chosen people? Maybe they'd have to immigrate there and become Jews.
But there's a lot of Jews that don't buy into that chosen people concept. Altman is a typical case in point. I mean, he makes emphatic points about according to the Torah, Jews aren't supposed to have a homeland until the return of the Messiah.
Right, right. I don't know if that's, yes, that's the Orthodox view.
Right.
So this again, I think, points up the need to break Christians away from this idea of a preoccupation with the state of Israel. And I would say that in my little test, my little psalm that I quoted to you, didn't sing it, but I quoted it to you, about the four or five verses that you hear that are taught to every Israeli soldier, for instance, the one group that believes all those things in America is the dispensational racists, or to put it another way, the Judeo-Christians, or Christian Zionism, as they're popularly called. They're the only ones who believe that the Israelis are God's chosen people, that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, that those people actually return to a land of their physical forefathers. Nobody believes that. Everybody knows they didn't have any forefathers in Abraham's time there. Only Christian Zionists believe that the Arabs are the aggressors and the Israelis are the victims. And then, most important, the form of dispensational racism that has now dominated this radical Christian Zionist movement does believe and hold that the Arabs are subhuman, at least in the sense that they have no rights whatsoever, no rights to be there. They do not have any rights to property, and this is based strictly on race. They're the only ones. Catholics don't believe that. Presbyterians, Methodists, Episcopalians, most Jews don't believe it.
If anything emphasized that point, once again, the Knesset ruled on loyalty oaths for Israelis. Now, if there's anything that is racist in its makeup, it's swearing a loyalty oath, because obviously Arab Israelis, I think, are exempted from swearing this loyalty oath.
Oh, okay.
Well, if they are, that means they've sacrificed whatever independence they've ever had. But this, getting back to John Hagee and the circus that's going on in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
He says the events are going to go on there and they're going to be pretty predictable. And this is what he says you can predict is going to happen at John Hagee's Christians United for Israel. He says some Israeli diplomats will come and praise the group to the heavens, and some Jewish politicians will do the same. This year it looks like Representative Shelley Berkley, Democrat from Nevada, will be leading the pack. Some representatives of settler groups will hang around, getting a lot of respectful attention. Groups like AIPAC generally try to steer clear of settlers. Christians United for Israel embraces them with enthusiasm. Some left-wing groups will protest outside the convention center, and nobody will pay much attention to them. A huge choir and orchestra will do upbeat versions of Hebrew songs, and some of the Christians will dance in the aisles, waving their arms to the heavens. The Orthodox Jews, mingling with the Christians, will not be put off by this display of religious fervor. Less observant Jews often are. There will be a lot of talk about the Iranian threat and a lot of criticism of the Obama administration and the pressure on the Jewish state. There will be a lot of Republicans, fewer Democrats, and the controversy of the role of groups like Christians United for Israel in the pro-Israeli effort will continue unabated.
Well, that sounds like a pretty accurate estimation of what I would expect to happen there.
You've attended one of these Christians United for Israel things. Well, I guess you've done a few of them already, right?
We've been to at least six. We've talked to hundreds of these people as they come and go, and a lot of them will not talk to you. And some of the things that happened to us were extremely amusing in going to these things, but we went to about six of them around the country, including the one in Washington, D.C. about 4 years ago. And we were interviewed by Bill Moyers, but they did not use the interview they did with us for some reason, I guess because we were a little too hard line for that first Christians United for Israel session.
Charles Carlson, a hard line.
anyway, we didn't make it to the Bill Moyer program, but we do think that he did get a few ideas from us, perhaps. I've got to say that these are not our target audience. That's why we haven't gone back for subsequent programs. It takes a lot of organization to go to Washington and do that there. We really believe the battle will be run in the local churches, where you do have reasonable people who actually can discriminate between error and nonsense, which is you get both there. But the people I think come there are so conditioned that they don't discriminate, and they really won't even dialogue. You get the hard line of the hard line going to a Washington meeting like that and then traipsing through the halls of Congress pushing for more aid for Israel. But the real battles have to be won in our own communities or their own churches. And keep in mind, that's really where the votes are. That's where the congressman gets elected. Nobody in Washington votes. At least they don't vote for your congressman. And so I think those real issues have to be battled out with our local churches. And I think it's much more important to go and talk to the leader of a Catholic church, a Episcopal church, a Lutheran church, and to show them the film that we've done, if possible, or show them good material that helps them make decisions that allow them to see, and this is the key issue in dealing with Christian Zionism, that Christian Zionism is not Christianity. It must be separated from Christianity. It cannot be treated as a slightly off base form of Christianity. It's not. It's a 100-year-old cult that is very special and very different, and if Christ were here today, I think he would turn his back on it and say, "Get away from me." What did he say? "Get away from me. I never knew you."
Yep.
Those are the words he used when someone came to him and said, I've done great things in your name. I've cast out demons and done all these wonderful works." And he said, "Get away from me, Satan. I never knew you." And I do think that is where Christian Zionism will end up. And this is why it is so important to talk to our wives and mothers. One of our people who was our film designer on this film realized from the process of making the film that his own mom is a Christian Zionist. He didn't understand the problem before. He didn't understand why he couldn't talk to her. And he didn't understand her strange beliefs until he looked at our film, helped make our film. So we hope that we can take advantage of the time that we have now when people are waking up, largely on account of finance and business, are waking up, and I think they will be listening.
Yeah, it's funny.
At least John Hagee to have Washington and let him go there and talk to your congressman. Don't go back and get involved in that. Just remember when he comes home to be out there with signs in front of his office accusing him of being a Christian Zionist.
Yeah, it's funny how when you face financial hardships, that's when the tough questions get asked, not in the better times.
Right, and that's why Wall Street doesn't ask any questions.
Yes.
They've got it too posh.
You're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you would like to get yourself a copy of Tragedy and the Turning, grab yourself a pen and a piece of paper. We'll have that for you when we return.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, this heart of mine has been hardened like a stone. It might take some time to get back what is gone, but I'm moving on. And you don't haunt my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Well, I heard the news that you were back in town, just passing through to claim you're lost and found. But I'm over you, and there ain't nothing there you can say or do to take what you did back. You got nerve to waltz right in and think what's mine is yours again. 'Cause I've been doing fine without you. Forget getting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. If you would like to get a hold of Charles Carlson at Straight Gate Ministries, you can write him at Straight Gate Ministries, P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Charles, if they just want to throw $20 in an envelope and mail it off there, you'll ship the videos, right?
Yep, we will.
Okay, and what number, if they want to order the video, can they call?
Call me direct at area code 303-238-1168.
And for the $20, you get two videos.
Indeed.
You get Roots of Christian Zionism and the Tragedy and the Turning Part 1.
Right.
I can't wait for Part 2, Charles.
Yes. Well, that will cover some things that Jesus talked about in the New Testament and how this upstart new religion that is not Christianity actually allowed itself to change some of the statements Jesus made in the New Testament, corrupting them so as to honor the state of Israel over Jesus Christ. That'll be part of what's in it, and we hope that it will help people to tutor their friends.
Have you received any early critiques?
Very few. Actually, we sort of are ahead of schedule, believe it or not. But in terms of your folks on this program, they actually received the first videos that went out before anybody else did. And
I know, I got mine on.
Largely because of your work.
Well, I think
noticing it. So.
Well, I got mine on Monday, and I was so excited about it, but I thought the only reason I got it so quickly was because you mailed it from Phoenix, so I'm in Scottsdale, so right. I thought that was... But somebody called me from Montana and said they got it on Saturday.
Right, right. Well, we're just putting the ad up on our website now. It's just being written. Our volunteer who writes our ads for us is working on it right now. We're making a version to put on the site that people can go and get a quickie view of it. And the next thing we're going to do is we're going to make an Arabic version to be shown in the Middle East, because we feel that if we can break in and some of the Middle Eastern television stations, that maybe that will come around and actually end up being seen in the United States.
Well,
so most people want to know too. They wonder why the United States, why our leaders, they always ask, why do you support these kind of things in your country?
Amazing. Charles, as usual, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. I think I was remiss in not mentioning the website, whtt.org. Go to the bookstore, you'll see a link to DVDs right at the top. Tragedy in the Turning, Part 1, $20. Order it. Till tomorrow, see you back. With recent